wondered if you can control the weather in your own image? Or ever think on a rainy day you can make the sun appear and watch the clouds actually disappear? Well, now you can, and watch a young girl know her place in the universe in the 2019 anime film phenomenon, Weathering With You. Hey everyone, welcome to From East to West, a podcast where we discuss both anime and Western animation under one roof. Today, I'm finally gonna be talking about anime! Isn't that part of the reason why I made this show in the first place? Ugh, it's been a while. I know. I suck at this, and this is my first time, so cut me some slack, because adulting sucks. So, I'm finally gonna get on board, talk about some anime with you guys. So today, we're gonna talk about Weathering With You. And honestly, it's been on the back burner for a little while. I blame myself. So, without further ado, let's get started. Directed by Makoto Shinkai, the story revolves around a young boy named Hodaka Morishima, who runs away from home to escape the average life he left behind to run to Tokyo, where he ends up befriending a young girl named Hina, who can, well, like I said earlier, can manipulate the weather. While in Tokyo, he also meets a guy named Kisuke Suga and his niece Natsumi, and gets a job writing articles for Kisuke's publishing company. Up until this point, Hodaka was homeless and wanted nothing from his former life. But you know, we don't understand why exactly that was, they never even get into it, but that's beyond the point, I'm gonna continue. Up until this point, he wanted nothing from his former life, right? He ends up meeting Hina and notices something is special about her. They find out that she's a sunshine girl, or a being who can manipulate the weather. Now, why exactly is this is important? Here's what's going on. For the past year, Tokyo has been experiencing very, very heavy rain, like nonstop rain for over a year. Now, why is this happening? Well, according to what happened to Hina, over a year ago, her mother was sick in a hospital bed with obviously no way for her to even get out of the hospital or for her to even be better. So she prayed at her side, and one afternoon, she walks all the way up to this local shrine. Now, the shrine's abandoned, it doesn't look like anything's about it, you know, looks creaky and old. She prays, steps foot, and then decides, I'm gonna pray that my mother gets better. From there, she ends up ascending into the heavens, and it's beautiful, guys. The animation just takes me away. From the moment she goes up into the sky, it just, you know what kind of movie you're gonna get, animation-wise. Didn't say the story was gonna be the top-notch thing it is, you know? So from there, she ends up making a pact with the heaven that is gonna be sunshine, but at a cost. Now, that's her job. She's supposed to bring sunshine into this world. And unfortunately, I guess her mother did not make it. I know I'm spoiling already parts of the movie. But we never really see her. She, you know, she's just a young girl on the street at this point. And, you know, Hodaka has no idea anything about her. But as the movie progresses, we learn more that without her going back up into the heaven, maybe Tokyo won't see any more sunshine. All she can do is just pray for it and the sun will come. Okay? Now with that being the case, Hina does decide to bring the folks of Tokyo some sunshine. But alas, that comes with a price. Now, I'm gonna reveal some spoilers. Like I said, this movie, I'm not sure if it's still in theaters, but I hope it is. That way you guys can see the majestic animation that is there. But if not, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to spoil you. I promise I'll keep it very, very, very brief. So, every time she uses her powers, her body starts to form into water. Unfortunately, she ends up going to the heavens where she technically belongs, since, like I said earlier, made an exchange. Now, you would think the story would just end there, having her be up in the clouds where she technically belongs, but, you know, our boy Hodaka decides, no, I can't live without this girl in my life, decides to grab her from the flipping heavens, brings her butt right back down to earth where the sun just goes, peace out, bro, we out. And it's like, wait a minute, you're gonna just sacrifice the world's ecosystem for this girl. My God. So, yeah, from point on, ends up raining for 3 years, Tokyo ends up being underwater. Most of the residents in this movie end up having to evacuate, find higher ground, and it's really depressing. It's like, I don't understand why this ending had to be the case, because quite frankly, I don't see it really being validated. Now, I'm not gonna lie, it felt like a Disney movie in which, you know, you find the love of your life in 3 days' time. I'm sorry, but this is not The Little Mermaid, where you think you know what you know and you're gonna get a happy love after. Nope, that is not the case. The world's ecosystem is in shambles because you want this girl in your life. You are a teenager, you do not know anything. But that's neither here or there. So, like I said, I'm not gonna lie, when I saw the ending, it didn't sit right with me. It pissed me off, actually. It's not really my cup of tea. All right. So, really briefly, we're gonna discuss the good and the bad with this film. Now, like I said earlier, the goods come from the animation. Now, if you wanna see droplets of water dancing, like it hits the concrete, hits a car, hits the twinkle of a leaf, you're gonna know it. You're gonna know it hit because it's flippin' pretty. Pretty. Do you understand me? Pretty. Like, you're immersed in flipping water. Why? Because, you know, you can make that happen. You can make animation happen, man. That water just pretty. Also, the music was actually composed by Radwimps and composed with AKB48 in mind and Gen Hoshino. That's exactly right. I got it on the first try. Huzzah! But anywho, if you haven't heard this soundtrack yet to this movie, what are you doing? You're wasting time. Valuable time of your life. Listen to this movie. Listen to the soundtrack. It's so good. Get your heart pumping and it makes you feel good and it gives you some nice, nice vibes while you're at it. So definitely give it a listen. Now, there is some bad to this movie. Unfortunately, there's another plot line going on in this film, which I'm just gonna gloss on briefly. While Hoda is in Japan for the first, well, duh, he lives in Japan. While he visits Tokyo for the very first time, he ends up running into Kisuke. Kisuke runs a publishing company with his niece, and there's a plot line about him and his younger daughter trying to reconnect after he and the mother decide to split. Unfortunately, due to the bad weather and all the rain, it triggers his daughter's asthma, which makes it very difficult for her to run around, play, and be a young kid. It doesn't help that he also smokes. Now, here's the problem with the film that I honestly had. How are you going to try and jumble that storyline, then also talk about this Hoda's storyline with this young girl? Try and fix all this together and think you're going to get a cohesive, good conclusion. You're not. You're just not. It's too much going on at once. Felt like I was watching Spider-Man 3 with Venom and Sandman. You know what I'm talking about. And Hobgoblin? Okay. Mm-hmm. Too many things going on at once to try and make a cohesive narrative. That's what I'm trying to say. Boom. It sucks that it tried to tackle on so much, but I see why they did it. They didn't want to just focus on one plot, but the problem is they made the other plot so much to unpack that you ended up having a really rushed ending, and I was not okay with that. You know, it sucks, and I really wish they had more time to, you know, go into it and, you know, have a better plot, you know, have a better outlook on the conclusion. That's what I mean to say, not a better plot. Blech. Plot's fine. The conclusion needs some work. Now, overall, I say give it a watch. If you want to see beautiful animation, great soundtrack, and support the flipping director, you guys don't understand. When it comes to these animated movies coming to the States, you need to support these people. Why? Because not only is it a new medium that we're finally getting a hold of, but it took us so long to get to this point. Now, I get it. You have things like Crunchyroll and Verve, which is VRV, which is an app, which you can also get Crunchyroll on. But you have more than enough. You have Funimation, an app where you can now get your anime fix. You can watch your movies, get into it, and don't feel like you need to find other ways to get it. Because guess what? This is 2020, boo-boo. Remember what happened 20 years ago? We didn't get this access. No, you're lucky if you even had a damn DVD from the public library. Yes, said it. We were out of options back then. We have better options now. So support, support, support. I cannot tell you guys enough. I mean, heck, even if it's an anime whose movies I'm pretty sure you've seen already, still, go out and pay for a ticket. Because guess what? That means that Japan understands that we're listening. So if you want to keep these movies coming into the West, then you gotta support and watch these films. Not gonna tell you all again. Because I don't want to hear it in another year time where you're like, oh, well, what happened? What happened? Where's the anime movies? I thought they were here. If you had supported, they'd be here. Tell me I'm not lying. So, sorry to get off track. It's something I'm passionate about, guys. If you want to see these movies come back to the States as often as possible, support these movies, watch these movies, and see what else the director has done. Because you never know, you might find something that you love and want to support for years to come, okay? So, overall, love the animation, great soundtrack, support the director. Yet, if you want a compelling story, you're not going to get it here, unfortunately. The ending didn't sit with me very well, but like I said, definitely watch this movie. And I didn't want to make a comparison, but it does not hold a candle to Your Name. Now, if you had watched Your Name, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The tears have officially shown up. Now, I know in my heart that when it comes to me doing these podcasts in the near future, what I'm going to try and do, I'm going to be obviously as blunt as possible with you guys, because that's what you deserve. If you're gonna listen to me, you listen to me to actually understand my point of view on something. I'm not just doing this just to get my kicks. I'm doing it because I love anime. I love animation as a whole, and I think it can really, you know, give us a good growing lesson to learn down the line. Now, I ended up ranting a little bit more than I wanted on this review. My apologies. But like I said, these animes in general, anime movies as a whole, what a time to be alive. You have an opportunity to not only watch this, but an opportunity to see what you like out there. There's so much media in the world that if you find something that you like, go ahead and watch it, listen to it, do whatever you gotta do, because I know I'm going to continue to do so. So, that's today's episode. I ran on a bit of a rant today. My apologies. But yeah, definitely give this movie a watch if you have the opportunity. You know, do what you can to support the director, like I said earlier, for the 5,000 billionth time. And, you know, be happy, be blessed, and just love yourselves, love anime, love Western animation as a whole. Stay safe, stay beautiful. Torch on, out. I'll see y'all, hopefully, within the next couple of weeks with another episode. Not sure if we're going to do Steven Universe Future just yet. I might just do the first 10 episodes, give you all an idea as to where I think the show is going to go. And I also want to do a conclusion as well for when the last 10 episodes air. And let's see what Rebecca Sugar has in store for us, okay? Have a great day, everyone. Be blessed and stay safe. Bye. Tora out.